Hey, this is D-Rad. What's going on? Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I haven't heard from me in a while. I usually hear these couple other fucking leaders from behind me, but it's just with me right now. Put a ramble on and give you a few what's going on in my life and talk on a few things I want to get off my chest. You know, just think, you know, but I had this friend as a girl, not my girlfriend, but, you know, she's a girl, she's a friend. It's in the friend level, but I'm in that fucking friend level. That's the mysterious freaking fucking thing. How the fuck you get out of that fucking friend level? Well, we'll get more to on that a little later. Now, let's finish. She brought up something that she thinks every guy does. She thinks guys wipe their dicks off after they take a piss every time. Because she saw one of her ex-boyfriends do it once. She thinks that every single guy out there actually does it. Wipes his fucking, just like freaking girls do. They say wipe the little tissue paper. That's why your toilet paper disappears all the time, because the girls take the little toilet paper and dab their vagina off. She thinks freaking guys dab their fucking dicks off. You know what? You know, guys do. If you think every guy did it, like, fuck no. I think, you know, your boyfriend was a freaking fag and was a fucking fairy and freaking something. He's got his fucking ass on the side. I picture that's how it did. But freaking guys don't do, no, we don't do that, guys, do we? No, we don't. We don't do that at all. We fucking shake our dick. If we want to freaking stop dribbling so we don't fucking get a little dabble on our fucking pants, you know, so like we piss ourselves, we shake it off, shake it, shake it, shut. It's like that freaking Taylor Swift song. You shake it off, shake it, but with a dick. Oh, shake it off, shake it, shake it off. You know where you're gonna shake it off, shake it, shake it off. My freaking, we're not fucking fairies. We don't. And how would you do that if we're standing on a freaking urinal, the young old yellow in the fucking floor, dude? We're gonna need a fucking some of that fucking toilet paper so I can dab the fuck some freaking my dick off, so I can wipe my dick off, so I'll get some of this piss off, so I don't make it look like I fucking piss myself. No, you don't fucking do that. It's fucking, that's freaking guy code. You don't freaking do that while someone's taking a fucking dump. Or in the fucking stall or do something, whacking off or doing whatever. I whack out a few times in the fucking stall. Why not? Freaking, if you fucking need to whack it off, whack it off. Jesus. Holy shit. What else? If you listen live right now, just give me a call. The guest caller number is 646. 787-1651. You just listen, this is live. If you're not listening live, if you're listening to the rebroadcast, just go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/RatedMEntertainment, and post your opinion on that page, and I will get back to you, and we'll read some of the, if you go on that page, just go on that page, and then do it right now. I'm actually doing that right now. What else I want to get off my chest? Oh, man. I had all this whole shitload of freaking rant I wanted to do. I was coming home from work, working my day job today. And just, what else I want to talk about? But yeah, freaking, the funny thing is, guys, I've been getting laid lately. Fucking good laid. Not just any type of laid. Fucking good laid. And I have a fucking female. I'm not getting laid with this female friend right now. So, you know, freaking, she gives me blue balls, you know, freaking, she's sexy all up this shit. Freaking, so I have to get laid somehow. Freaking, lucky I got something. some friggin' pussy on the friggin' other side of town every once a year later right now and then. And the funny thing is, this girl that I'm hanging out with, she is friggin' hot and hot Latino. Oh, that's for sure. But, and I friggin' said, oh, I told her, hey, dude, I got laid last night, right? Yeah, dude. And she said, this guy, you get laid more than the fuck I do. We're like, what the fuck? You did some shit. I mean, you look at me. You've seen pictures of me. You've seen me do comedy. You've seen me perform for life. I mean, see me on Facebook, whatever. I'm not that bad. Look, I'm average, you know, man, but I don't know how to get laid. You know how to be a comment. There are comments out there, friend. I'm saying this in my life now, right now. So, yes, you gotta have a speech. It's in life. You gotta have, like, that on the friend. Well, good step. But, you know, make sure you have it. Oh, yeah, friend. You gotta have that on the friend shit. You may make it. You gotta have that. You gotta feel happy for you. You know, honestly, I still see sex as real problem, but I admit, my friend as a girl, that makes a good point. We're all, us human beings, we are animals. We have to mate. We have to do it. We have to freeze. It's in our instinct to do it. We don't say sex is important, but freeze. Somehow, it really is. Really is important to get freaking laid. Have sex. Make love. Feel that connection with the others. This girl, every time I show up to have sex with this girl, her pussy's already fucking wet before I fucking get there. I'm like, dude, you're so fucking horny all the time. Your freaking pussy's so fucking wet already when I get there. She's already tuning up. Before I get there, tuning up. So before I freaking like get down there, eat that shit, fucking bang that shit, bang that shit. I think three fingers from that fucking pussy the other night. Three fucking fingers. Fuck it. Jesus Christ. Jesus, that is crazy shit. Crazy fucking shit at all. Oh, fuck. But yeah, friend. Girls, I don't know if that's good or not. It's got to fit under three fingers, you know. It's not four, it's three. It's about halfway. You have five fingers, so that's about half. A little under, over half. Yeah, over half. It's not like fucking, you have a fucking stub, so it's like fucking two and a half. Fucking, don't let the force be with you. Fucking, ooh, shocker, man. Ooh, yeah. But freaking, I swear, fucking, within the last month, I got laid twice with this girl. Not this time, but the past time. It was okay. This is great. But something about this fucking time, last night was just freaking, in the full moon out. Is this full moon effect? Freaking get crazy enough? Your freaking wild passion fucking gets flaming hot? Does the moon effect? Is that doing that? Oh, is it? Does it really affect that motion? Does it really? Does the moon, it brings out the wild instincts of fucking, it brings out the fucking animal. Is the animal of fucking us? I feel it did because last night was like, oh my fucking god. Even if I get off early, I'm still there fucking with hard on this fucking crazy that fucking shit. Something this was a bash blast. Oh my god. It was just freaking real. Real. Oh, Jesus. Oh my god. Wow. The fucking mood really just, I don't know, fucking friend. About any of the people out there that got laid the last night with the fucking mood. Oh my gosh, you felt a little extra fucking, oh my god, it felt, oh yeah, oh, ah, Yeah. If I could just for that breath, if I could have Please, feel that, please. Feel that passion. Oh, God. It's freaking crazy. I need fucking shit. The moonlight fucking gave it like, we don't even make it to her fucking bedroom. I get there. Get out of her car. First thing she grabs me fucking such like a sick face. We just go on to her, on the fucking patio. Don't leave the fucking patio alone. It's like a little cabinet house, like the patio's tile fucking house that's outside of her house, but it's a greenhouse type house, you know? It's not a greenhouse, but it's a built structure. We do that fucking inside the fucking house. No, we don't. We freaking just boom. That's crazy, right? What the fuck? Rock. Fucking each other, see you all. Rubbing each other's clothes off and just grabbing up for the day, just rubbing it, digging her all over, getting the fucking moon. But wow, shit. Really, fucking cut me free doors. So maybe if you ever said to me, just remember, get me going. You gotta tune me up. You can't tune me up. You stop worrying. That's not going to be a slow ass dog. You stop the love this. Fuck me. No, I need a tune up. I need to make sure we are tuned. We are tuned. We can have a feel a little passionate before we infect each other's teeth, playing with each other, but get going. That's what you need. I'm not in my elbow out there like that. But you really, really need that. Really, you do. Fucking hey. Holy shit. You really need that. You really need to do that. That's what I need, but most people probably that's what they need to do. Get a little free action. Make sure they go free and get into it. You think blast a little bit longer. Have no more feeling of it. But pound that. Make sure you can fucking pound that. Fucking pussy. Do that for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I had to solve this all the training to be helpful. And I want to be talking to you about guys. So got a few minutes left of this podcast. But if you listen live, give me a call. Guest calling. Number is at 616-651. But if you're not listening to the replay, bring it. Just do any of this shit I'm talking about. Go on facebook.com/RatedAmpEntertainment. That's the page for RMT Live Rated Amp. facebook.com/RatedAmp, just like it, and put comments on it. Anything that I talk about, I want to hear your opinions on anything I talk about. Don't look at that. Just go out like those pages. Or follow us on Twitter too, at RatedAmpTalk. That's my Twitter feed. Just, you know, go on there and message us on Twitter. We'll answer it. We'll talk about it. But I don't do much to the next podcast, you know? We're taking a little break from the Happy Street shows. You know, you heard some of the live shows that we did on the network. But I think a couple months off, we're coming back in June. We've actually got two hoops coming start in June. The first and third Friday month, we got shows through June through August right now, all booked up. We got some good headliners. Go on to the Radio Entertainment page on Facebook. We got all the things. But it's going to be the first Friday of the month that we're going to have the comedy at the Adam Street Pub. In Bedford, Maine, and the third Friday of the month, we're going to be in Stockholm, Maine, at the Townhouse Pub, and we have some excellent headliners. At Adam Street, we have the first show of the month, we have Mark Turcotte from Being Event Comedy on the first show. The second show at Adam Street Pub is July. We have local radio personality from the 99.9 The Wolf Wake Up Crew. Paul Hutt, that's the July 1st show. And then our to kick off the at the shows in August at the Adams Street Pub. We have comedian Big Bob at the on the 5th. These are all the first Friday shows of the month. And the shows will be starting at 9. It's Friday night shows. So it's at 9. And the shows are over $5. So that's a good deal. It's cheaper than go see the movie. Date night, that's $10 right there. Figures. And then buy a few drinks, you're fucking solid. 20 guys, you bring $20, you're fucking solid for every night. Figures, have a few beers, you bring $10, you know what? Probably, well, you'll probably, if you want to freaking get laid, you probably bring a few extra dollars. That's a few extra dollars. But we're testing out some new hosts throughout the thing. We'll be having host Mike Ray on a few shows, and one of the voices that you hear on RFT Live on the network, on this network, Joe Ellis will be hosting some of the shows as well. Our Town Off shows, which will be Town Off Spot shows in Saco Bay, will be on the third Friday of the month. Those shows will sell at 9 o'clock, $5 covering it. What the fuck? Seriously. Oh, shit. You know what? I just fucked up. I think I just fucked up free lineup. Yes. Okay. The Adam Street lineup. Let's redo this again. Let's recap this. Matt Cota is going to be on, headlined on the first Friday in June 3rd. Paul Hunt will be on July 1st, both the July weekend and Friday night. Got that right. That from Big Bob will be on August 5th at the Adam Street Pub in Bedford. Now, in our Saco shows at the Townhouse Pub will be Mark Turcotte from Band of Ben Comedy. He will be at the Townhouse Pub. And from Ben Nora and the Stranger, Ian Stewart, that one is a national headliner. He'll be on July 15th. And then Main Humorist Mike Bunker will be coming at the end of summer, August 19th. August 19th show. All tickets are $5. $5 covers if you can. 9 p.m. shows, Friday night. Soon after babysitter gets to eat, they come out to the show at 9 o'clock, and we'll be all rolling to get you class. We have, like I said, Joel Ellis and Mike Ray will be switching off and on throughout the summer to host it. And I'll be making a couple appearances throughout the summer. So stay tuned to entertainment and my own page, facebook.com/b-radcomedy, to find out when I'm moving format for these shows. But I'll be doing some special guest spots throughout the summer at these shows. So stay tuned and find out where to go on that page and find out what you know, some of the local comedians we have. We're going to have 5 comedians, or 5 or 8 comics per night. So it's well worth $5, cheaper than a movie, and cheaper than, good, all that. I think that's all I've really kind of talked about is, but if you have any opinions, please go like our page and read facebook.com/RatedMEntertainment. Go voice your opinion on there about anything I've talked about. Voice your opinions, what you have like about the show. Hopefully, we'll be doing a podcast that we'll have Joe, Steve-O. I know we're going to be doing some some podcasts down at our camp this summer. We're going to have some live video on Facebook Live. Has that also? We're doing Facebook Live videos while doing some of the podcasts down at the camp, doing camp shows for you. So we're going to be doing all that. We're going to have a couple of these people. We're going to be doing some our own podcast from camp. So that's going to be fun. Hopefully we'll get Joel Ellis back on here pretty soon. So yeah, it's been B-Red. It's been real. So catch you later.